Hi Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 17th and the whole week ahead. I mean, whoever said that life was a bowl of cherries has got something, but there's also a few pips and you may come across them today. The moon in Pisces is having difficulty with a lot of planets and that means that you may feel depressed, even downladen. The best way to get over this is to enjoy yourself in either sports or entertainment by taking yourself out of yourself. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury opposition Saturn. Well, we've had a lot of this recently with your stars about having to take control of your money and finances. And this is certainly the same energy again. It means getting your head around financial matters that do need sorting out. And you shouldn't leave things for too long, because the sooner that you can take control of money, then the more you'll be able to make. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Aries. This is all about health and medical matters today. So if you've been feeling a little bit rotten or just down in the mouth, then go off to your GP and get some help. Maybe you just need some drugs, you just need some kind of prescription that's going to help you out of it. And if you're fine and as right as ninepence, then maybe somebody around you needs some support now when it comes to their health. And here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely Venus-Neptune stuff going on here, full of romance. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the 7th, Neptune in the 5th. It's full of love. It's extremely romantic. It's great if you're looking for love. And if you've already found someone special, it's about, well, committing yourselves to one another. It can also be so good for all things musical and artistic, whether you're doing it or enjoying it in others. And here's your Wednesday stars. It's a solstice, so that means the sun is going to move into Cancer. That is fabulous for you because you're both water signs. And also little Mercury is joining in on the act as well. And for you, this is all about your ninth house. Now check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because the ninth house is luck, it's opportunity, it is international travel, and it's intellectual prowess. What a month you've got in store. And is your Thursday stars. If you put the moon in Gemini, then for you as a Scorpio, it means there's certain things you've got to deal with, which could be complex by nature, but hey, look, you are the Sherlock Holmes of the Zodiac. So if ever anybody is clever enough to look into something complicated and come up with a simple answer, it's you. So start investigating. Got your dear stalker? And here's your Friday stars. Back to the money world, and I mean, you keep getting this at the moment, but it's the way the planets are. I interpret them, I don't control them. But you do need to be aware of financial losses or financial holes in your life. And you do need to try and sort them out. Maybe there are benefits or some kind of claims that you can make to fill those gaps that you need. But more importantly, you need to make your finances more secure by budgeting properly.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.